I've long been struck by the contrast between the medical model of conveying information and the environmentalist model of conveying information. I have in my life and recently received bad news from doctors having to do with myself or those I love. And the way that the doctors convey the information is consistent, which is they do the tests, and prior to the tests, they lay out the possibilities for what the tests may reveal. And they can be very positive and say, you know, we need to test for this, but we don't think it's that. And it's all, you know, we think things are going to be okay. I can't believe that they'll be bad, but we need to do the test. And then they do the test. And after the test, they walk in and they'll say, so it's not good news. And then they will tell you the results of the test. And then after that, they will lay out what they perceive to be the your options. So you can do surgery, you can do some sort of chemical intervention, you can do nothing, in which case this will happen. And so again, it's no bullshit. It's here is the reality and here are the options. And I can just see how environmentalists would deliver some sort of bad news, which is, well, first they would say, well, here's the opportunity that we have now. This is a chance for us to explore surgery. Or they would express it in some other positive way. They would downplay how bad it actually is. And then the second thing they would do is they would express that this difficulty actually, this problem that you're having is going to have harmful effects on the economy. And they would stress how harmful this thing is for the economy, or how it's a great opportunity for the economy. They would take it away from the actual health concern and, you know, the health of the river, the health of the forest, and they would put it in terms of the economy. And they would also circumscribe the possible options to include only those that aren't going to address the real issue. It would be like somebody with early stage lung cancer, the doctor not telling them they need to stop smoking. So with environmental movement, what always happens is a denial of the severity of the problem, a laying out of options such as building wind energy generation facilities or solar energy generation facilities or something that actually does not address the root problem. And then when that also doesn't work, it jumps to, it's too late and we need to talk about hospice. There's always the skipping of the step of resistance, the skipping of the step of surgical strikes against industry or surgical strikes against civilization itself. This is one reason that I started writing my books in the first place, is back in the 90s, I recognized that there was a huge hole in environmental discourse, a huge gap in honesty that was present in the medical model almost every time. And one of my favorite lines is something that a dear friend of mine who's a doctor says, a doctor and environmentalist, which is, correct diagnosis is the first step toward proper treatment. And if, with all the world at stake, we refuse to make a correct diagnosis, And even when we do get anything approaching a correct diagnosis, we refuse to do anything, to even talk about anything approaching a proper cure. There is no hope for the patient.